My dear devotees, my dear friends, this now marks the end of a wonderful summer camp 2018. In a way, it is the end, but also the beginning of another phase. A phase which I feel is so absolutely necessary for spiritual growth. That phase is where you take responsibility for your own advancement. No second person, no third person, but you alone take responsibility. The moment you take responsibility, that moment your spiritual growth happens. When you only act because you are moved by others, then others get the credit. But if you get the point and apply it, then that is very good for you. Eternal benefits wait for you at that moment. So today I would like to give you a very simple but very effective process, both in a, let me say, in a purely spiritual way and then with a psychological perspective. What I mean is that I will repeat to you or present to you the three very powerful instructions which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the founder of Krishna consciousness, 500 years ago, would give to people he met. He said, do this, 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 and you will actually have a direct God realization. I want to describe this to you in some detail. And then I would also like to give you a process which answers the question which many of us or many of you have posed to me in the last days. The question is, yes, I'm very inspired when I'm at the summer camp and I observe the programs and go to nature and think about everything and meditate. But then when I come back to the place I mistakenly call home. When I come back home, then I feel I lose the spiritual inspiration which I gained by the hour or by the day or by the week. Is there anything I can do to maintain what I have received? So that question is there, and that question I would like to try to I don't know if I think it sounds too boastful, too pride to say I have the answer for this question. It's a very, very important question, but I think I have a perspective which could help you to find your answer to this question. Good. This is a little bit my program. I have to watch the clock and be finished within, I think, 3/4 of an hour. And let us start.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini.
I said this already in the beginning. There is actually a very important part or section in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime when he was here walking through India. Mahaprabhu had left Puri and he walked down the roads of India going to the south. He visited many temples of Lord Nrisimhadev on his way. And he stopped at all places which were holy places and spent the night there. Sometimes he didn't reach a holy place by a day's journey, so he did also sleep simply under trees in the jungle. He stayed by the banks of a river. But he had this program. The general program was he would start very early in the morning and he would walk down the streets. And while he walked, he sang this one amazing song. I think you know it and you can sing it along. Krishna, 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 Hoi, Krishna, 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 he. Krishna, 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 he. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Krishna, 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 Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Pahima. Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Pahima. When people saw him coming down the road or the path, they were instantaneously attracted. Farmers who were just taking care of their rice fields ran towards him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would continue singing like this, his arms upraised. He was clearly in a highly exalted state of consciousness. And when someone came close or nearby, he would embrace them. And as these people were embraced by the golden arms of the Lord, they received a charge of transcendental consciousness. They became full of prema bhakti, or love of Godhead. So then Mahaprabhu would walk, and when, let us say, the afternoon came, he would arrive at a town, and he would interact with the people. And what I will tell you now is a template, means ein Muster, sagt man in Deutsch, something which would repeat itself again and again in village, town, or holy place, one after the other. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Mahaprabhu's biography, he said, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu toured South India, he had a fixed program. And what he did as a fixed program, he did everywhere. And he says, by studying this exchange, you can know the Lord's dealings in all other places on his tour of South India. So would you like to know the program?
Yes.
Good. Well, as soon as he arrived at a place, he would ask the people, where is the temple here? The people would direct him straight, left, and then cross the river by the bridge, and there you will find the Kurma temple, for instance. By the way, I don't know if in this village there was a river and a bridge, but I'm just describing the scenario. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then would go in the temple, and he would have the darshan of the Lord, and he would start to sing, then he would start to dance, then he would start to also jump up and down and display symptoms of ecstasy, which were so strong that people had never seen this. And they informed other village people, and soon the whole village, sometimes the whole town, gathered in this space and saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wheeling around like a firebrand, eine Fackel, which you circle in the air, in the night sky. You see just one ball of fire. This is how he danced, because he was golden in his effulgence, and when he spun around, turned around so fast, then yes, there was this golden effulgence spreading, and so on. So when he came to the end, one Brahmana in Koma Chetra approached him, like it was happening in all other places, and said, "My Lord, I can see that you must be an avatar. Please be so kind and come to my home and bless my home with your lotus feet." In India, when you are polite to someone, you will not say, "Where have you come from?" You will say, "Where have your lotus feet come from?" You know, very polite address. "Oh, where have your feet come from?" "My feet have come from Zurich." You would somehow, this was the custom then and there. So Mahaprabhu accepted the invitation and went to the Brahmana. The Brahmana then requested him to sit down, and he washed his lotus feet, and with all his family members, he actually drank the water which was contained in a bowl and sprinkled it over them. And then the Brahmana prayed, your lotus feet are worshipped by the creator of the universe. They are worshipped by Lord Brahma. You have given me a great favor by coming and bringing these bringing your lotus feet or placing your lotus feet right into my home. And then he said something which changed the atmosphere. And it's extremely significant, and I wish to come to this point. He said, kindly now show me your favor. Let me go with you. I simply cannot bear and tolerate the miseries of my material existence. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been smiling and had been very kind up to this moment. But when the Brahmana said, I want to give up everything and just travel along with you, move along with you, his face became streng. And he said, don't speak like this ever again. Better you do these three things. Remain at home, chant Hare Krishna, read in the sacred scriptures like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and then call people, your friends, your relatives, anyone, and tell them about the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. By this process, he said, you will meet me again, or, in other words, you will never ever lose my company. I will be always with you if you follow this program. Let us pause for a moment. Why did the Lord not say, well, simply follow with me, come with me. Your family life is maya, is illusion, material existence, bah, and it's not good. Come with me. Why did he tell him, stay where you are and practice spiritual life by following these three instructions? That's a great secret, my dear devotees. If you think that by changing the external circumstances you will advance, this is an illusion. But if you understand that by changing your inside you can make significant progress in your life, then you have understood the truth. A little while ago, I met a very interesting young man. He was covered with very creative tattoos, very creative and artful tattoos. As I got to know him, I understood he was a yoga teacher in South Africa. And he greeted me and said, wir können auch Deutsch sprechen. In other words, I said, yes, I know this language. How do you know? By your accent, I know. He was in one of my courses. I give kirtan courses. And he said, he wanted to tell me his story. He said, I realized something. I was in Germany. I was trained as a yoga teacher there because I felt my work was no longer satisfying to me. And also, I have developed a very bad disease. So I thought I must change my life. So I learned a new profession, a yoga teacher. And then I thought, that's also not enough. I must change the country. And I looked at the map, and I threw a coin, boom, and it landed in South Africa. And that's where I landed. That's where I went to. I became a yoga teacher, but very soon I noticed two things. The disease which had gone back when I learned to become a yoga teacher in Germany came back again to me in South Africa. And I was thinking, why is it I have changed my profession, my beruf, I've changed my place, but I still have this disease, which if it doesn't finish, I mean, if I can't end it, I will be a cripple in a few years, and then I will die an early death. And when I asked this question, I received the answer. Yes, you have changed your external circumstances, but you have not changed yourself. And you have taken yourself with you to South Africa. And that's why you have a disease. You need to make an inner change. And he said, at that time, I started to look for ways to change myself. First, I did something. I don't want to tell it because that will be too private, and it's really, in German language, you would say krass, you know, very extreme. Then that didn't work. And then I understood by seeing, somehow I found on YouTube a kirtan, and I sang along those words, and I felt better. And I started to have once a week a kirtan in my yoga studio. I invited people who could this, and now I'm here at the kirtan course to learn to play the instruments and to sing myself so that I can introduce kirtan in my yoga studio. And I wished, and here in this it was in Radhadesh, I learned that you worship Krishna, and for me it's clear I want to become a Krishna Bhakta. I'm convinced by the atmosphere here. So I thought this is a very good example for all of us to look at, that by this person, very nice person, you know, I would like to explain to you his tattoos. They are really philosophical and far out tattoos. Amazing tattoos, which go beyond birth and death. It's so amazing. He is a person who understood something by changing the external circumstances, by changing the external circumstances, or by changing the places, you cannot necessarily change yourself. You need to address yourself first of all. And how to change ourselves, how to go on a realistic and I would say doable or relatable path in your life is we can't do too many things. We are in Kali Yuga. But what we can do is we can either sing and kirtan the Hare Krishna mantra at home. We can learn an instrument, sing as or if we are like me, I'm useless for instruments. I've only learned this. And exactly one beat on the Madanga drum, which makes Jai Gopal smile, because it's so amateurish, the way I play. but I sing a lot. I like singing, and cartels are good enough for me. Your hands are good enough. Kirtan is so simple and doable that everyone can do it. You don't need anything outside of you. You can just do it with Your body is made for kirtan. You have hands, you have a voice, and you have a heart. So chant either in kirtan or with on the japa beads, the holy name. Then Prabhupada said something very nice. I would like to see if I have this. And if one is a little literate and can read, then he can read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. That is so much the better. I think you all know how to read. This we all learn in our Western culture. And in this way, you can and do one last thing, which is very important in Chaitanya Bhakti. You can do something for the benefit of others. You can instruct them. If you are a doctor, you can talk to your patients slowly as they are able to understand your realizations in your own spiritual life. If you live at home, you can invite your neighbors or relatives or friends, that's maybe better, and you can share spiritual knowledge. Your own spiritual realization is increasing the moment you give it away to others. Normal things, when you give them away, you lose them. But spiritual knowledge or spiritual realization, when you give them to others, when you share them with others, increase in your own heart. Also, in Chaitanya Bhakti, the principle of active compassion is really important, because active compassion, also aktives Mitgefühl, helps you to become free from your enemy inside, your ego and your selfishness. No, that is very nice. It's a very simple program. Prabhupada has commented, Prabhupada, my own spiritual master, has commented, the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explained here very nicely. One does not need to change his location, nor is it necessary for one to change his status. Status is like a position in life. One may remain a householder, a medical practitioner, an engineer, or whatever. It doesn't matter. One only has to follow the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and instruct relatives and friends in the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, one's life will be spiritually successful. So on. My dear devotees, you have heard this again and again, and you have failed to do this again and again. The question I would like to address, therefore, is, yes, good, but I'm not so disciplined. And when I come home, there's also my CD collection and my film collection and my eating collection and my this collection and that collection. And also there are all the things which I don't wish to say in the circle of devotees, which I like to do. So, how can you give me, please, a more practical approach? And I want to do this now in the second part. And then I would be very happy if you have some questions, and then I will request Gaur Krishna to sing again. When I was in India, Ananda Chaitanya and myself and a few other devotees did something which we will never forget for the rest of our lives. We did a special and very difficult circumambulation, umkreisung, of the sacred mountain Giriraj, which required of us to start very early in the morning. It required a lot of physical strength and a lot of determination to do it. It was hard. It was difficult. I became so exhausted in it that for the last days I contracted a really heavy typhoid disease because I was so exhausted. My immune system was in the cellar. I was down. Each morning, before we started with this difficult to perform a practice, we formed what is called a sankalpa. You translate into English the Sanskrit word sankalpa as a definite spiritual intention. It's definite. You say, I'm going to do this. And it is this sankalpa which you implant or which you bring into your heart, which carries you even if your body doesn't want to do it or if your mind rebels. Now, before you can do this, my dear devotees, you obviously need to undergo a certain process. And I would like to talk about this process in relationship to what is now in the air. That is, how can I remain spiritually inspired at home? What you need to do is simply ask yourself the question, how will my life look if I do not make spiritual advancement? If I do not touch, in other words, with my heart and with my mind, the essence of my life. How will my life look at that time? And will I be satisfied with this? I know the answer is very easy for spiritually inclined people. You started to become interested in spiritual life because you understood if I continue with my material life, it will not be very nice for me. It doesn't fulfill me enough. So ask yourself, what will be the risk which you undergo if you don't change but remain? Yeah? Then ask yourself a second question. The question will be, what do I hope will change if I do such and such? And as you ask these two questions, you become enthusiastic and ready to make a plan. It is at this stage where you need to say goodbye to the things which you have done previously. You have done, I know devotees with which I was sitting down and we made 20 different plans, each year a different plan. And they said, I came back after the next year and said, didn't work. So how do you make a plan? My dear devotees, you need to understand what you are capable of doing at the present moment. Because only when you stay in Sanskrit, you say in your adhika, that is in your present capability, will you be able to activate, I would say, maybe the most important principle for successfully living out your plan. I know the German word is Selbstwirksamkeit. The English word would translate something like, you know, you would have an efficiency, eine Wirksamkeit, and an effect in your life, which is coming from your confidence that, yes, I can do this. Yes, I'm doing this. Yes, it's successful. So it must be a realistic plan. For most of us, maybe baby steps, small steps which we take. If you go home from the summer camp and say, yeah, we did so many kirtans, I will do every day 3 hours of kirtan in my home. Most probably you won't do it. Hopefully some of you are doing it, but you know, or if you say, I will make now ISKCON joke, which in our little circle we laugh about, tomorrow I will be a pure devotee. No, this is not a realistic plan. This will not help you to contact this little force which waits in you to be activated and help you, this self-efficiency, this you know, this power of conviction, the power of enthusiasm. So as you do what you are capable to do, and if it's only that I will chant one concentrated round bus, whatever it is that you are doing, I mean, those who are initiated, I always think, well, didn't you think when you took your initiation, you said 16 rounds, so why not? But this is another subject for another class. Something which is doable, something which works for you, and then, my dear devotees, you will get this confidence. And from doing these small activities with confidence, you will actually see how your life starts to transform. We want less words. We want action in spiritual life, because it's by words by actions that something changes. Just speaking about it or lamenting about it that you can't do it doesn't change anything. But if you do small activities which are spiritually correct and full of Shakti, means energy, the transformation takes place. So, in simple words, start with building an sankalpa or intention. Do doable actions, what you can do. Contact the force of self-efficiency, something which moves, and then at the end experience the transformation. After you have some transformation, you can go further, make a new intention, something which brings you to your next level, and go the circle again, concrete doable plan based on what you are capable to do. As a result, you will have some conviction and enthusiasm, and then you will do the actions with strength and again experience transformation. And in this way, in a spiral, upward moving spiral, where you always visit the same stations again but on a different level, you will actually be able to experience, by Krishna's mercy, if he so wants, a wonderful change in your spiritual life. At home, where you are, without making the mistakes of thinking, oh, if everything would be right for me, if I could only have the right apartment or the right partner, or I would be in the right country. Switzerland and England are so boring, you know. This is a mistake. Don't wait for changing external conditions and then expect an internal change. It does not work like this. This is simply not how spiritual principles are working. Krishna. This is what I wanted to say. Have you listened? Ramananda, you have listened. Anandavara, you have listened. Yeah. Please think about this and see. And if you can, I guarantee you, make an attempt in this direction and see how your life changes. I will never forget how this definite intention, which I very consciously chose when I was with Ananda, Ananda Chaitanya, circumambulating Govardhan, how it helped me, although I had typhus, although there was one stage where they were like, you know, I was just paying my respectful obeisances, and then all of a sudden there were about 20 monkeys on my back. Have you ever been so close to the monkey that you could smell his sacred bottom? Wow. I never forget the smell. It was really bad. And I thought, what's that? And I looked around and I saw there was an Indian who had thrown peanuts over me to feed the monkeys. And the monkeys had therefore jumped on me to grab the peanuts. So I looked at him and he looked back and very smilingly said to me, "Monkey Seva." I don't know. I was just thinking, this is maybe too much for me to tolerate. Now I'm no longer the humble and polite Satchinandan Swami. I will show a different face now. But then somehow, by Giriraj's mercy, I could pull my emotions back into my heart. Good, yeah. Good, good. Monkey Seva, yes. And definite sankalpa, very important. But then you must translate the sankalpa into an action plan which builds on your self-efficiency, on your capabilities. And then, yeah, something will happen. Good. I have said for this class what I thought I wished to present, because I feel it might be of importance to you. I request you, if you formulate any questions you would like to ask on this subject matter, and then we will chant a little more. Efficiency, self-efficiency. Is there an English word, by the way, like this? If not, we can create it. Or
sounds good to me.
Sounds good. There is a German word, Selbstwirksamkeit. I've translated, I must admit, I only know the German word, so I've tried to translate it, but, what?
It's correct.
It's correct, there's an English word like this. It's something, you know, when you do something. I want to give you an example. Yesterday, there were two devotees in my room, wonderful devotees, and one of them was a coach. And I have been with this coach. I've been in the coaching sessions, seminars, very spiritually oriented seminars, which deals with things like building teams, giving feedback to each other, managing conflicts in a wise way, in a productive way, leadership qualities, such things, and I think 200 other subjects. Really a good coach, very experienced. And I was asked by this coach, I'm very interested in the subject of transformation. What can you do? And then I explained, what can you tell me? Then I explained many things, but amongst others, what I've just introduced to you, this upward moving spiral of spiritual advancement. I sometimes feel we have a model which doesn't work, that is just a zip, like the Seilbahn, you know, the what is it called, the cart, what did you say? Cable cart, you know. Just progress. No, I mean, maybe some of you are great souls where it works, but usually it's, you have to again and again visit the same places, but charge them with more power, do something more intelligent, or not intelligent, more relevant to this time of your life. You know? Do the same things, but on a higher level. This is how it looks for most of us. So then I wanted to illustrate to the coach this concept of building on your inner strengths, really, your self-efficiency, your personal shaktis, your personal strengths. And I said, I remember how you were coaching our community in Burg Schönau. It's a place in near the Czech border. Something like a small castle. And I still remember how you were explaining the points, how you moved your hands in gestures. We all understood what you meant. And then when there was a problem, you know, we had to do role play. And within the role play, it was a little bit like Aufstellung, Familienaufstellung. You know, it happened that one devotee was confronted with his blind spot. I don't know if this has ever happened in your life. It's very painful to be confronted with one's own blind spot, because that's what one wants to ignore, what one has ignored, and what one absolutely does not want to face. So it happened to one devotee, and the devotee blew up. How can you do this? How can you say this? And it was a crisis. The whole seminar was disturbed. But the way this coach dealt with the situation, explaining with the hands even, I mean, I still remember, it was just masterful. With so much empathy and with so much skill. And I said, this is what you can do. There is something, when you do it, we all saw it. It was a miracle. Something came alive in you, which is really powerful. And we all have our inner strengths. If we can get to them and make them work for our own progress, wow! Then your spiritual life starts moving forward in a gallop. Ping, 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 ping. So, yeah, this is the idea of self-efficiency. Krishna, Krishna, Radha Sundari. Yeah. What can help us to feel life is a journey? This is, I want to make sure that I acoustically understand. Have you ever been on a difficult journey? What has helped you there? Many times it helps you when you remember your goal, your inspiring goal. I remember, Radha Sundari, when I went with a few devotees to Mountain Kailash. Wow, that was brutal. The journey was brutal. The experience was wonderful. But on this, you know, we passed into Tibet just the last minute before the Chinese were closing the border for a long time. Oh, and we had to really fight with the Chinese officials and give them extra Lakshmi, extra money to that they would wave us through. And then the next day, we just drove up. I thought, when does it ever stop? Up to 4,500 meters. And you can't believe how sick we became. It was, we needed for some reason to be very fast, because we had only a limited time to complete the journey. We needed to be back in 14 days. And Radha Sundari, I never forget this one night which I spent. I couldn't sleep the whole night. My whole body was shaking. Then I left the tent, and how to say, through all the three holes of the body, the front hole and the two holes under the belt, liquids came out for a long time. I didn't know that I had eaten so much, you know. And then I fainted. I was lying in the snow for half an hour. When finally the devotees found me, I was almost frozen from the cold. And I really thought, I'm not able to continue the journey. This was a crisis I had not prepared for. I had no medicine for it. I had nothing for it. But then I remembered the goal. In this lifetime, if I can one time visit this most sacred place, and I already am in Tibet, we have a jeep here, we have food and benzine for the 14 days. And I remember this, and that gave me a lot of strength to pull through it. I mean, I needed one day pause, but afterwards I was able to continue the journey. Remembering the goal and meeting people who are on the same journey and who have the same goal as you have, discussing with them so that the goal is no longer an abstract possibility, but it becomes a very concrete inner image in your heart which inspires you in time of need. That will be very good. For me, to remember the goal happens each year when I consciously and purposefully, to just strengthen my relationship with the ultimate goal, go to Vrindavan Dham, the place where Krishna appeared, and do spiritual practices there. I avoid talking ordinary talks. I avoid doing ordinary activities. I just break out of the box of my life and just concentrate on my ultimate goal, and then this becomes very much strengthened. It's this pilgrimage, annual or yearly pilgrimage, has become very strengthened. But I also like to meet those devotees who are with whom I can talk about the goal and discuss about any obstacles on the journey, what they did, what helps maybe, and in this way move forward. Let the journey of our life be exciting. Let the journey of our life be conscious. Let us be aware. Let us treasure every moment which we have and any little thing which happens as the Lord's gift for us to move forward and learn something. So then it will be very good. Hare Krishna.
Govinda, du schaust aber sehr konzentriert.
Yes, there, we will have one more question, Jai Gopal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You mentioned your presentation, the first and very basic important step is to realize we're not the body, to be in the consciousness we are not the body. And I ask myself, what is it actually, how does it feel like when we realize we're not the body? And maybe I have a bit of a realistic thought that one day we will have a mystical experience and we kind of see we're not the body, but I'm asking, how does it feel like to realize we're not the body, to also maybe detect, okay, maybe in some parts I really got a glimpse of it.
Yes, you're speaking about glimpse. Glimpse heißt so viel in Deutsch wie ein flüchtiger Eindruck. It's just a fleeting impression, which is the beginning of this realization. See, the moment you realize you are something else than the body. I will talk where you are not the. Then you will develop a very important inner strength. It's the strength of forbearance, Duldsamkeit. Kann das, in Deutsch gibt es ein schönes Wort, du kannst es verwinden. Verwinden is a word, you can master the situation because you are able to detach a little from it. You are no longer involved in it so much, but you have a healthy distance and therefore a very neutral perspective. You are not emotionally so drawn into it. And you can tolerate it, you can forgive if there is something to forgive, because you know I'm somewhere else. If you like simple expressions, you will say anyway. It doesn't concern me. It's not so important. I'm a part of God. I'm on my way. I'm at the moment purifying my heart. But what happens to me really only happens to the body and the mind. And you can move forward. This ability to tolerate, this ability to forgive, are the first symptoms of someone who gets a glimpse of his real nature. God gets a glimpse into his real nature, you would say in English. Good. I thank you very, very much. I want to request now our Gaur Krishna. I think we all appreciated his kirtans very much, to sing a kirtan.
Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare.
two very small announcements. Thank you. Yes, this was one of the announcements. We have a Ratha Yatra in the capital town of Switzerland, Bern. Is it still the political capital town? I think it is. Ratha Yatra in Bern. Saturday, the 4th of August. Can someone help me? What?